advice for a better life.
You're listening to the Sage Advice podcast, and we are in conversation with Sharna's doctor, and we are discussing depression. And depression becomes extremely important when we talk about the COVID-19 times. Lockdown, loss of opportunities at work, shrinking opportunities at the career front, personal relationships strained, lot of isolation, limited friend circles, interactions cut down, very, very few intimate encounters with friends and family is leading a lot of people to feel low and depressed. So, how do you tackle depression during COVID is my next final question to Sharna's doctor in this series of podcasts that we are doing about depression. We've already discussed what it is, how it's to be treated, but why it becomes very important during the time of COVID-19 is my next question. So I'm going to pose that to Sharna's as our final question for this series. How do you deal with depression during COVID?
Hi, Inderjeet. And as you very correctly and rightly pointed out, the different challenges that each one of us faces through this pandemic. And in the midst of this global COVID-19 pandemic, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by hopelessness and despair. Fear and anxiety about the disease and its outcome can be overwhelming and can cause strong emotions in adults and children. Public health actions which are necessary to reduce the spread of the COVID-19, like the social distancing or the physical distancing, which are also necessary to reduce the spread of the COVID-19, but can make people feel isolated and lonely. And as this pandemic lingers, managing depression can become that much more difficult.
Right.
So let's go ahead and discuss a few points on how to successfully manage depression at this time.
Yeah.
One way of doing it is staying connected. Physical distancing does not necessarily mean social distancing. You can stay in touch with your family and friends through online virtual meetups or video or even audio calls. It's important that you create a structure for yourself, by which I mean that have a routine with regular eating and sleeping schedules, as also staying busy and finding some purpose to the day. This helps give some sense of control.
Right.
Physical exercise is known to help depression and obviously is good for your overall health. The benefits of exercise cannot be emphasized enough. These could be in the form of even breathing exercises, relaxation exercises, yoga, etc. Or if you can manage to go out for a walk or cycling, that's even better. Eating healthy, eating a well-balanced diet is important. Limiting caffeine intake is necessary, as this can aggravate stress and anxiety. Another important tip is that one needs to limit screen time and exposure to news media. As constant news about COVID from all types of media can heighten fears about the disease, leading to heightened feelings of anxiety, especially since most of the news is negative in nature.
I think you're covering very important points. And I think as you said it, you know, I was thinking about the media and the caffeine. I was just trying to put on my fingers. Oh, yes, I'm guilty of this, I'm guilty of that. But yeah, you're right. I think if we bring these things in our life, it's very important. Yeah, please go on. You have
And
more
this brings up us to our personal coping skills. We all have various methods and ways to help us through difficult times.
Right.
Engaging in those healthy behaviors and hobbies like listening to music, reading some kind of a craft, or practicing gratitude exercises,
mm-hmm.
various skills which increase your personal coping mechanisms is very, very important at this time in our lives. This holds true for each and every one of us,
right.
regardless of whether we are going through depression as an illness, as a disorder, or we are going through the anxiety and stress that these changed times have brought on.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about all these things, you know, sometimes there are some aspects that people can cover and the others they can't. But I think even if you're able to cover and tick 60 to 70% of those boxes out of all the things that you suggested, it could have a major impact in upping your energy levels, and the positivity and the thought processes might change, and the very little chances that you will fall prey to something like depression, right?
So true, Inderjeet.
So
we all need to be aware of these points,
mm-hmm.
and start ticking those boxes of things that we are doing and practicing for self-care, and things that we need to do to increase our sense of well-being, our sense of mental health.
I think that's the key. Mental health matters as much as your physical health, and they are so interconnected. There's so many things that Sharnaz has listed which start at the physical level, but they end up impacting our mental health as well. So much of the physical well-being is connected to the mental well-being, and vice versa, because whatever you are thinking is impacting the actions that your body tends to take and how it responds. So have a very holistic plan when you're thinking about keeping up with the gym schedule or working out, eating healthy. It's automatically having an impact on your thought processes as well. So keep the two things tight and tied together. As we count down to World Mental Health Day, we want to wish you a mentally strong, happy, healthy, and a very, very exciting future post the COVID-19 times. So we want to end this podcast episode and the series on depression on a very happy, positive note. And Sharnaz, thank you so much for being a part of this one.
Thank you so much, Inderjeet.
Thank you, and we look forward to engaging with you very soon with our future episodes. So keep tuning into our podcast, Sage Advice for a Better Life.
Subscribe to this podcast and share with all for whom you care. Sage Advice for a Better Life.